cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to the next episode of Brain and Brand. Yes, we have evolved from just Unbranded to the Brain and Brand Show, with the express goal of linking human and brand behavior, sharing the best insights about how the optimizing of brain power impacts brand power. I'm excited about this new chapter in the evolution of this podcast. Today, we explore the most elusive of subjects, love. Before I dig in, however, a huge thanks to everyone who continues sharing the podcast and subscribing on iTunes, as well as listening on cliffcentral.com. Over the past few days, I have met a number of people who still have no idea what the podcast app is about and what it does. Please take your friends and colleagues' phones, this is what I've been doing, and show them how to subscribe and show them what they are missing out on. I've just seen and I've experienced that people, anything that's new, people just like are slow to catch on to. So it's kind of cool that you can do that. And the people who I've done that for, maybe you're one of those that are listening, you can appreciate just how wonderful of an experience it is when you finally get locked into the podcast world. For years, I've been intrigued by the idea and role of love in our lives, from relationships to self-love, to love of materialism, to love for higher beings. What is love? If you ask 1,000 people to share the definition, you're likely to get 1,000 different replies. So, please keep listening. Today's show is going to surprise you. I'm going to talk about the influences around love, and I'm going to build a case for this concept called like. Yes, I'm going to argue for like over love. Love is important, but just stay tuned as we dig in to show you the value of like. This is the Brain and Brand Show, and I am Timothy Maurice. You can follow me on Twitter at Timothy Maurice, on Instagram at InstaTimothy. Alongside love, like seems immature and silly. Around 40 BC, Roman poet Virgil lifted love on a permanent pedestal, past like, when he said love conquers all. In the Quran, love and variation thereof is mentioned well over 45 times. And the Bible seems to use it as a thread throughout, with a couple hundred associations and mentions. Love has been pitched as bold, respected, and regarded as an ideal we should all aspire. Some psychologists argue that in its absence, we wither. Khalil Gibran, author of international bestseller The Prophet, believed life without love is like a tree without blossoms or fruit. Even love's sexy, ruthless, and often foul-mouthed cousin, lust, gets her fair share of airplay. But not only is like not dealt with the same respect, it's as though historians and philosophers alike have simply ignored her. In a world where we're bombarded with stimuli from the media, internet, as well as the onslaught of possibility that exists in our global village, we seem to navigate to more solid and affirming principles completely underestimate like. Like seems soft and irreverent. We love and we lust deeply, but we like on the surface. But could you be underestimating the sheer power of like? I've often fallen in like. Falling in love is certainly not overrated, but it can be as taxing as it is rewarding. I wrote the following poem about the relationship between love and like. Love seemed jealous of her big sister's wind-blown hair. You see, like lives with little to lose. Love is vested and rooted in life's deep miry clay, while like just wants to skip and play. Love refused to just be, so she used her nose to sniff life away. All as her younger, flirtatious sister had all the fun. But like knew her day would come, lurking in a persistent whisper was like insecurity, her dance longed for a long-term escape from ambiguity. Even though love was certain of her eternal promise, Like's love of living in the moment made her jealous. In the end, they needed each other, but often refused to speak. Like may never grow up, and I'm not sure she should. In a beautiful and well-composed song by Angie Stone and the artist known as Musique, M-U-S-I-Q, entitled Ingredients of Love, they soulfully grapple with their individual recipes for love. Music's ingredients went like this. He says, "What I need is a smidgen of strength and a whole lot of stamina. What I want is a little of respect and a damn good listener. Well, if it means anything to you, girl, I feel the same way you do. So let's let it marinate for about 365 days. He ends. And Angie's ingredients went like this. She says, "At least a pound of conversation, some attention when it comes to relation, 2 quarts of intelligence and 1 gallon of righteousness. In the end, they agree by singing, 'Love is splendid.'" But nowhere in the song did they share a recipe for Like. Take a moment and ask yourself, what are your ingredients to love and like? Do you even have ingredients to like? If you're honest, some of you have stalker in your ingredients and perhaps have a few impossible things sprinkled in, impossible ingredients such as perfection. When you think about what you want in your love pie, if you have things like perfection, you are bound to set yourself up. Your ingredients to like, you may find, are a little less demanding, more like a snack, a sprinkling of salt, a sprinkling of call me back if you can, not if you don't call me back, I'm going to shoot you. You get the point. As a researcher into the nervous system and the influence of the brain over our behavior, it appears we may be just confusing love with chemicals. To be clear, I am not a reductionist. I am, however, aware of the interplay between hormones, chemicals, social expectations, self-will, personal fortitude, and of course, love. But what if I told you we humans and other animals have bonding chemicals such as vasopressin, which is designed to create a bonding effect, a longing for another human being? You have already guessed it. On average, women have a higher degree of vasopressin expression. In fact, men who have a higher degree of vasopressin expression are on average more loyal, but the majority of men express it at lower levels and are therefore more likely to cheat. You may be thinking, dude, it's the environment and men who are around other fathers and others who cheat will cheat. But this is not necessarily the case. In studies, men who grew up in homes with fathers who cheated but show higher levels of expression of vasopressin are more likely to be faithful. Essentially, this faithful man could be confused for loving more when it's a good chance his bodily chemicals are directing him to bond more. Now, I want to stop here for a moment because this is extremely important. Often people confuse sort of bonding affect and emotional attachment to love. So, if you are feeling an extraordinarily deep longing for someone, it's possible that these are chemicals inside of you driving you towards this person. Let me give you another idea. Did you know that when a man ejaculates inside of a woman, that semen has over 50 chemicals and hormones? And when they seep into a woman's bloodstream, that there are one of the roles of the semen is to create a bonding effect. That's why you often find that if a man ejaculates a lot in a woman because they're not using protection, if a breakup or some trauma happens, what you often find is a scenario where the woman will struggle to break up with a guy. You take the same woman who's been using protection, who's been facing the exact same relationship issues, often finds it's easier to break up with a guy. Now, you may be asking, where is love in all of this? That's up to you to decide. I just wanted to share with you science and a bit and really unpack this concept and really make the case for like. The converse is of course also true. And this is important to factor into the like versus love thinking, because in my experience, somewhere between love, chemicals, and emotions, people get lost in irrational behavior. Love appears to run around like a headless chicken, inspiring behavior that many regret later, writing off mistakes as love made me do it. It's also important to be aware that when someone's background influences, chemical position, external forces lead them down a narrow journey, that it doesn't mean they are lacking love. Here's a quick story. A Wall Street banker woke up with an incredible urge to shoot his wife and kids and could not understand why. He was extremely faithful, and so was his wife. He simply could not control his urge, so one day he wrote a note that requested scientists to study his brain after he shoots and kills his family. He finishes the note and goes about doing exactly that, kills his family, and then kills himself. The note was discovered, and scientists did, in fact, study his brain and found a tumor pressing against a nerve in his brain that controlled impulses and his ability to control himself, which reduced his ability when he had these extreme emotions to keep from doing things that he really didn't consciously want to do. Here's another quick story. A wealthy businessman visits South Africa who also had an incredible wife and family back in the United States. He found himself in a room with a prostitute and could not figure out why he was doing what he was doing. But more importantly, why he was driven to do it without wearing a condom. Before you write off these men as pathetic, consider for a moment what was happening beyond love. They had both professed their undying love for their family. But chemicals, hormones, and other mitigating factors was causing them to override logic. Now, am I giving these men a pass? Absolutely not. But what I am saying is that it's important to investigate that the behavior that people are exhibiting are driven by more factors than just love. Some may argue I have issues with commitment, which inspires me to pursue like over love. However, I'd like to think like frees me to be curious and less bound. Like offers a flirtatious glimpse into now and worries less about the tenuous journey of tomorrow. Like insists that the moment matters. Love asks questions about fettered energy exchanges, which none of us can really answer. Love has a deeper romance, I get that. Love has more of a secure sound to it. Love has been conditioned in us to think about a future that is certain. And with like, you don't know. But what if you love yourself so much that like can take the place of the insecurity that you need love for? You may want to rewind that. I'm intrigued by the possibility of love's power and her ability to usher her inhabitants into a transformational embrace. Whereas like taps you on the shoulder and says hi, flashes her smile and expects very little. For audacious tasks like rearing kids, I'll grant you like is inferior. Even for institutions such as marriage, the systems and vicissitudes inherent in the relationship will require like to step up her game. And yes, maybe Jesus would have come down off the cross if he had just liked mankind. Fortunately, Like seems to know her limits and is more often than not transparent. And while Love makes bold and risky promises, Like wants to add a bit of color in dark realities. Love often makes promises when it has no idea what is happening in other people's brains or in your own brain. Love is not aware of the tumor or vasopressin levels or unconscious influences that the person professing is aware of. Is love a worthy pursuit? Yes. But does love think too highly of itself at times? Yes. Are the expectations of love too lofty at times? Yes. The next time you like someone, tell them, I like you and I love myself. And try to manage your emotions enough to just enjoy Like. As we experience the brain and brand journey, what you ultimately become will have a lot to do with how you see yourself, how you embrace yourself, yes, how much you love yourself. Your ability to sort of love and like people has a lot to do with how you love and like yourself. You may be hell-bent of going out there and going, I'm going to fall in love with the next person I meet because I need someone to cuddle with. What I would suggest is you step back and you appreciate the beauty of Like. Look around. There's so much to like. There's so much to appreciate about the simple things. The way someone walks, the way someone goes about their daily task, the way someone invests energy in making the world a better place, the way someone smiles. You may go, well, if I don't love it, what does it really mean? Perhaps you need to re-engineer your thoughts about what it means to really bond and connect with someone. I'm Timothy Maurice. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Brain and Brand Show. Please email me, info@timothymaurice.com or timothymaurice@gmail.com. And we look forward to your feedback. Thanks again for following us at the Brain and Brand Show. And remember, we're rebranded to Brain and Brand from Unbranded. Thank you. CliffCentral.com.